Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. And by the way, I apologize for being late. I lost track of time. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club Radio Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and the amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Now looking for any check-ins of, any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink. And it looks like, Matt, you and I are the only ones in here.
Okay, that acknowledges. K82FPM, Kevin James on the other end of Oneana. Kevin, how are you doing today? And the floor is yours.
All right, good evening, Matt, and hello to everyone up north. KD2FPM over here, like Matt said, on the northeast side of Oneonta. I, too, lost track of time, so forgive me. I was cutting some tracks for the radio station, and all of a sudden I looked up, and I was like, whoa, and tried to jump in quick, and I had all my audios shut down, so I wasn't getting any messages or anything, because when I go into that record mode, I have to have it perfectly silent here to make good copies. So as soon as I turned everything up, all of a sudden everything started ringing, dinging, and binging, and I was like, good Lord, everybody's been looking for me. So, and I did get that email, Matt. That's a pretty rig that you sent me to look at. I like that. It's nice. So, all right, with that, let's see. It's, 43 degrees outside. We got 6/10 of an inch of rain. I think that's what yours said, is like 0.64 at your house, Matt. So we did pretty good today on the rain gauge. And so some clouds still overhead. So with that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control at KD2FPM.
All righty, KD2FPM. Kevin, thank you for your check-in. And yes, 0.64 was the rainfall for today. I'm showing 41 degrees. Thank you for your check-in. And yes, I'm working on that truck. That's actually why I was kind of late and lost track of time getting in here to run the net, making phone calls and emails and stuff. Alrighty, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, no traffic. I do have some information for you, though, N2PFM. WA2U.
KD2DFD.
Okay, net acknowledges N2PFM George, WA2U John, and I'm thinking the last one, sorry, you're a little static on my end for some reason. N2... Yeah, I'm okay. Was that N2 KPR? Rich, was that you?
KD2, DFD, Delta Foxtrot Delta. The name here is Pete.
Okay, KD2, DFT. Pete, thank you. Sorry, I didn't get you very good the last time. I only got, like, the last two, so I was trying to go off of my memory, which sometimes is not so good. Alrighty, we'll start off at the top. N2PFM, George. How are you doing this evening? Good to hear from you, and you have some info for us.
Yes, well, good evening to everybody on the net. First, we got a temperature here of 33 degrees. That's low for the 24-hour period. We're at a high of 42. I got the wood stove chugging right now at about half speed. And finally, today, I finally, after two failures, I finally got the place down in Port Lydon that's putting that catalytic converter in. I can't believe it. First guy ends up getting his one arm cut off, literally cut off in a logging accident. He was left with it just hanging by his tendons. Now they get sewed back on. Second guy ended up had gout so bad in his one hand it was about three times its normal size. Still not any better, so that ended that. So I was down to someone in Port Lydon who had gone to the first place and found out he was away for 2 weeks on a Chrysler recertification course down in Dallas, Texas. So that was the situation there, and he's back, and he took the vehicle in today, brought me home, and I got to call him around 2 tomorrow and see if it's done yet. So, can't believe it. Finally, after all this time. So with that, I'll say God bless, 73s, and hopefully when you have to get things done on your vehicles, you don't run into that kind of stuff happening. So with that, God bless, and 73s, and 2, PFM clear.
Alrighty, N2PFM. Thank you, George, for your check-in. That is good news. That is good news. Glad you finally got to get that taken care of. I usually don't have too much of an issue with that, because usually I do all my own mechanic work until it comes down to the fact of needing a computer. I haven't broke down to get one of those yet. They cost way too much. Alrighty, WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening? And did we stay dry today?
Yes, we did. WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening, and I think we're about 36 degrees here, so not too bad. Furnace is kicked on, but that's okay. Fuel's been cheap this year in comparison to other years. And let's see, we haven't burned any wood, but still wood out there. Can't find anything to do. I can always go out with a chainsaw and cut up some logs and split them and stuff, so I'm about a year and a half ahead already, so. But I enjoy doing that. And let's see, do a whole lot today. Did get a new GPS that I'm learning about. It's a little different. It's the first one I've ever had. This one's kind of neat. You can not only use it in a vehicle, but you can also use it while you're walking. And Kathy and I are interested because it does the pedometer. We've had the number of those, and the accuracy of those is questionable. So, anyways, having some fun with that. Just charge it up. You need to charge that up. So that came today. Had to sign for that. And what else? Planning tomorrow. A friend of mine has the week off. There's no school, so he's got the week off. And wife and Kathy and I, maybe some other people are going to go into camp maybe tomorrow afternoon. I've got a large limb on a cherry tree that's in a precarious location. I want to build a new deck, and I know as soon as I build the deck, it may come down. So I'm going to take it down with control this time versus build a new deck and have things smashed or broken or whatever. So, And I got a few other projects. I got to take some work stuff into camp, but it's a 10-minute, 5-minute walk from here. We'll take the four-wheeler in and start a fire in the wood stove in there and hook up either the Sirius XM radio and bring in the Blu-ray player and first bring in the all-important, the cooler with ice and lots of 807s and other various beverages in there and enjoy the evening. So come back out later tomorrow evening and it's tough being retired, you know. You have to come up with things to do, but there's always a ton of things to do. And Kathy's watching something on TV. Must be funny. I heard some chuckling come out of the, laughing out of the that area. So I'll turn it back over to you, Matt, because you're busy with the truck shopping there or whatever, vehicle shopping, and that's good. I will offer, I know that sometimes we get a topic of interest here on the net and it gets a little, well, if people call it long-winded, I call it learning and it's good to exchange ideas and thoughts of what a concept that the old amateur radio was all about, having round tables and rag chewing and things, and sometimes it collides with other nets, and if someone would like, I will rate off the entire list of frequencies for Octen. If people can get into the 145.33 repeater in Remsen, which has a PL of 71.9, I believe that repeater is probably linked to about 10 or 11 repeaters as far as I know, and also has echolink. So there's a plethora, but if someone wants that list, I will either rattle it off. Kit, KC2GQR, and Pete, NA2A, put a frequency list together for the Central New York area. And if someone's interested in that, I'll be more than glad to email that to them. Our email address here is campfiresmoke2, what a guess, huh? campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. And so, there you go. Bits and pieces of information. WATU, back to that. Everyone have a great evening. We'll listen here.
Alrighty, WATU, thank you, John, for your check-in. And yes, I agree, that is the great part about the roundtables and the nets like this. It's learning and helping others learn and learn from their mistakes, like me. Just to give a little bit of a note quick for me, I replaced my truck about 3 weeks ago now. I actually found myself a Chevy 3/4-ton diesel truck that I've been looking for. Got that for myself, and now we're trying to replace one for the fire department because our Suburban that we have for our EMS, for our first responders and our secondary rescue and traffic control has issues. The frame has a rot hole in it that we found. So now that's out of service, and we're trying to find something to replace that, which is what I shared with Kevin. Hopefully we found a replacement. Hopefully we can get it before it disappears. So, I would also have an interest. I will catch up with you after the net, WATU, about the frequency list for Central New York area. Alrighty, we'll move on to KD2DFT. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Matt. This is Pete, KD2DFT, and all the others on the net. First time up at camp this year, and I believe it's the first time we've spoke on the net, that I believe. But beautiful night at camp tonight. It's about 35 degrees. The stars are shining, and in the short time that net has been going on, saw a couple of fighters way high, one refueling that was taking place, and one shooting star. So can't get better than that. It's always nice to come up here and see the stars and the quiet and listen to the net at the same time. Just want to say hello to everybody for the new year, and I'll just give it back to you, Matt, and the net, KD2DFD.
Alrighty, KD2DFD, thank you for your check-in, Pete, and no, I don't think we have talked, but nice to meet you, and, well, nice to talk to you, can't really say meet, and nice to catch you on one of the nets. Alrighty, this is KD2JWST Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening?
KC2WI, well, not too bad. I'm going to force myself to just quit here and go to bed, even though, as is par for the course of the last several days, things got done that didn't weren't on the list, and some of the things that really should have got done didn't. And speaking of learning, or however, John put it, technical discussion, I just got over here just about, I think, when George was done. I flipped over a couple times, but I was on the Volvo repeater with Paul for about 40 minutes discussing how to dual boot Windows 7 and Windows 10 and in the way he wants to do it, get the free Windows 10 upgrade, but then put Windows 7 back on, but have Windows 10 as well. So it's not exactly straightforward, because as far as I know, there's no way you can't, Microsoft really doesn't want you to do that. They want you to just get rid of 7 and upgrade to 10, so there's no option to put it in a separate partition or something. When you're upgrading from 7, but if you install Windows 10 and you have Windows 7 or 8 or something on there, then you can do it. Anyway, I gave him some idea. After I figured out what he was wanting to do, we talked about it, and there's kind of a sort of sleight of hand way, I think, that could be done without using any external boot managers or stuff like that. The only thing you have to do is you have to be able to either clone or image your partitions. So I think that's what he's going to do. It'll be interesting. I've been thinking about doing that here with this computer I got here, which is Vista. And again, that has to just get Windows 10 installed because I can't do an upgrade. I'm not eligible for a free upgrade. But I think I've got an 8.1. That I can install and then upgrade to 10. Anyway, I just recreated my multiple configuration FL Digi. Somehow the icon, the second shortcut with the parameters to the second set of configuration files disappeared. I don't know. Anyway, I'm still looking for somebody who's doing D-Star and knows something about it. I've got my DV, my thumb DV Andy Plus 2 decoder installed on a computer, and I'm able to connect to a gateway. Apparently, it's taken a while to get registered, but I can listen. I think I have to be registered to transmit, but I'm not sure. But even after that, D-Star is a little convoluted, so I'd like to find some D-Star users. There's no, obviously, repeater around here, which is why I didn't go out and buy a D-Star radio, and you'd have to buy a repeater. But you don't really need to buy a repeater. You can either use a hotspot and a D-Star radio, or you can basically do sort of the echolink kind of thing, really, where you just use your computer and connect into the network, but you got to get the vocoder and run run the software. KC2WM.
Okay, KC2WI, Pete, thank you for your check-in. And that is actually interesting. I had somebody ask me that the other day. I don't even do computer programming. And I answered it to the fact that I don't think you can do that, having two operating platforms on one. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's many ways to do multiple operating systems. I haven't done it recently with multiple versions of Windows, but my old tech troubleshooting computer that I had here in the shop, when I built that, I loaded it with Windows 98 and Windows 2000 and Windows XP, and of course I almost always used Windows XP, but had the others in there because back then, you know, a lot of people still had 98 and a few had 2000, and sometimes, you know, I figured, well, I'm going to have to boot to 98 to see what's going on with something or compare something. And so you install the oldest one first, then you in a partition, then you have another partition. And I actually had four partitions. I had the Windows 98 FAT32 partition. I had a Windows 2000 partition and a Windows XP, and the 98 and the 2000 were pretty small because I really was never intending to put much in there, and the XP was a little bigger, and then I had a fourth one, which was my data, which is probably what I did most, was access that, shared that, and access that from other computers. And each version of Windows sort of looks and sees what's there first and modifies the boot code in the first partition. And the big changes between XP and Vista and how things, well, 98 is different, but the real big change was between XP and Vista, so Vista 7 and 8, and particularly 8 and I think 10 and 8 are pretty close. So I've never done it with the new versions but it should work as well. But I have also done it with Linux, where I've got, say, Windows XP. I haven't done it with a newer version, but Windows XP, and I want to put some version of Linux on the same computer, and when you boot from a live CD, generally, most of the more refined Linux distributions, you can boot from a live CD or DVD, now mostly DVDs now. And basically you boot in the Linux and it gives you a menu. Do you want to try it by running it from the CD, or do you want to boot, install it? And if you say install it, it says, oh, I see you've got some other, you know, Windows or whatever. You've got some other operating on system here. Do you want to keep it? And you say, yeah. And then it'll repartition the hard drive for you, either automatically or you can sort of tell it what size. So it's doable, and you can have multiple operating systems on the same hard drive. And of course, if you have a Mac, that's basically what's going on with a Mac. They have a fancy name, they call it boot camp. But if you want to run Windows and OS X, you just run boot camp, and you buy a copy, buy a Windows license, and install it. And I saw a little sneaky thing today or yesterday on some company's website, you know, frequently asked questions, does this run on a Mac? And they said, oh yeah, it runs on a Mac. They said, well, you have to run Parallels Desktop or something and install Windows. So no, it doesn't run on a Mac unless you've already also got Windows. So it's like Yeah, it runs on the Mac. If you spend another $150 or whatever on the Windows license, you put Windows on the Mac because the hardware is the same. Your typical core, you know, i3 or whatever processor and everything else is the same. It's just as opposed to the old days of Macs, which were power PCs. KC2WI.
KC2WIP, thank you for your comment, and thank you for that information. I know enough about computers to operate them, to do minor repair, about, you know, stuff like that to them, but when it comes to, you know, what we were just talking about, no clue. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
Hi, VOW, good evening, Matt.
WATU with information.
Okay, and 5AOW, Bob, thank you for your check-in. And WATU, comment or query, I'll start at the top of that list. And 5AOW, Bob, how are you doing this evening?
And 5AOW, good evening to everyone. Within the net, great day today. Get out and enjoy it a little bit. Had some rain early through the afternoon, but got to spend a little time enjoying this afternoon. One thing I was going to comment on too, Matt, might want to keep in mind too, that OC10 net usually somewhere between 9:30 and 9:40 tries to get in to do their net or their check-in. It only takes a few minutes anyway, so might be worthwhile considering. So with that, I'll turn it back to you and 5AOW back to Net Control.
Alrighty, N5AOW, Bob, thank you for your check-in. And yes, I try to keep an ear out for that. I can usually hear when they're starting out and about. They usually check the Norwich repeater, the 685 in my area before they come to ours. So usually I got a good idea when they're out and about checking the repeaters. Thank you, sir. And WATU with your comment.
Okay, WATU, Bob joining us. Well, good evening to you, Bob. Pete, if you'd like, you can respond later. I'd be more than glad to get Dick. I think I have his phone number here, WB2U. Maybe he can join us this evening, or some evening, not this evening. I can get him on the net here through Echolink, and he could share his thoughts and comments about D-Star. And Bob, I don't know how long you've been listening. I'm willing to send out a frequency chart. Matt, you can send it to campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. And I'll list all the repeaters in this area, and I'll be more than glad to include the 12 additional repeaters that Princess Ogden uses. I know that I mentioned earlier about the repeater in Remsen. I think that's tied into like 10 repeaters or so. So if anyone can get into 145.33 with a PL of 71.9, you're all good to go. All right, Matt, turn it back over to you, and I'll see if Pete has a comment about getting Vic Nardo on the net here. WATU, back to net.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, John. WATU, I'm actually going to send you an email inquiring about that frequency list. And the Remsen repeater, I know you're correct. There's a bunch of repeaters that it's linked into. I know Ithaca, Cortland, a bunch of other ones. Also, another good note for anyone wanting to participate in another traffic net, or emergency traffic net, you got the Central New York traffic net, which is out the Rochester Way, which operates off of the Ithaca repeater, which is also linked through Remsen and those ones. Also, you can get into it on Echo Link through the Auburn repeater. Alrighty. Pete, you have any comments about WA2U's comment?
KC2WI. That would be good. Maybe tomorrow or next week sometime or something. And I'm waiting for registration. There's not a lot of D-Star. I think when I register, I'm able to actually transmit through Gateway, but I just don't understand the old... I sort of understand the system, but a little bit, I mean, that I've been reading, and I've been watching some videos about this is how you program the radios, but of course I don't have a radio. I'm not exactly clear on it, but essentially, as I understand it, once you register and you have sort of a home repeater and a home gateway, you're in the system. And then if you say go to California and you're in a D-Star repeater out there, your call sign gets identified, and if somebody wants to call you on their D-Star radio, you know, and they program in your call, it'll route through the system and attempt to find you if your radio's on, I guess. And it's kind of odd. It almost looks like you have to, like, program all that into a memory or something to make it work. But I don't know. It's a little different with what I have, because I don't have an ICOM such and such radio. I just have the called the simulator. One more thing I'll mention here, that next Saturday, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., there is it's really quarterly DOD and other government agency communications exercise. And pretty much all of these now, Mars is tasked with collecting information from hams. So the idea is to interface with the Aries, Aries Reese's at the local level, county level, and find out what's going on. If you had a large scale situation, report status of power and all that kind of stuff. And there is a standard format it's not a Mars format, it's a government format, I think, for a message, for a county status message, and there's very specific requests for the status of power, water, sanitation, communications, stuff like that. And the classes of status are, there's maybe four, like operational, degraded, inoperable, whatever. And it's apparently designed, we don't know the exact end use, but it's designed to be put into like a database and be really easily displayed and statistically, in the affected area, 27 out of a 200 counties have degraded power. In other words, you don't want to know, well, it's out on this block, but it's now out on that block. It's either there or it's not, or it's intermittent or it's whatever. So, if anybody's around on next Saturday, I really don't know what I'm doing when, because of things are so crazy with me. I hope to be on HF, and maybe I will be on repeaters. But the rule is no Echo Link, no Echo Link, no internet, no phone. All information has to be acquired by radio only means. So there will be Mars guys around. If it isn't me, there will be other people out on the HF bands and looking on repeaters and stuff like that to get these simulated reports. And all my county emergency coordinators have a copy of the county status message format. And if anybody wants that, I could probably send it to them so that you know exactly if whoever you're talking to doesn't explain you know, they might just ask you for a report, and then they'll format it in the format that's needed. But, you know, it always looks good to have the amateur radio participation in these things. The more the better. It looks really good when they do the after-action reports up to the government. This shows that, you know, hams are involved. KC2WI.
Alrighty, thank you, KC2WI. WA2U, you have anything back for KC2WI?
Not at this moment. I missed a little bit of it here. Just stepped out for a second. So, carry on. I'll get the email to you this evening, Matt, but maybe tomorrow. Something and Pete, I'll try to get a hold of Vic. I haven't chatted with him in a while, but I know he's checked in here, so that might be a fun thing to do, a learning experience. We could do it, and you know that's what the either people can listen and participate, or they can use the that magic button on the radio called off. Go ahead, Matt. Away to you.
Alrighty, thank you, Pete. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you, John. Sorry, a little dyslexic. WA2U. That's fine. I just sent the email to you, so you have mine, and when you can get to it. Not a dire emergency. And that actually sounds cool. Maybe when you guys do that, I might, if I'm available, I might take and try and join in with you. I have one quick comment. I don't know if anyone would be available to take the net tomorrow night for me and or for Kevin. We have a large drill that we're doing tomorrow night, and I'm pretty sure we will not be done by 9 o'clock. So heads up, we won't be in there. I don't know if one of you could grab the net for us tomorrow night if possible. If so, that'd be greatly appreciated. Toss out there, are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
And 5AOW, Matt, I'll pick it up for tomorrow night. So, back to net control, and 5AOW, clear.
Okay, and 5AOW, thank you very much. I just wanted to try to make sure it was covered, because I'm pretty sure, I know, we'll probably still be entailed, probably be picking up, probably still around this time. I just wanted to try to make sure it was covered. Okay. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Mess. Octane on the 17 station for Octane coming out.
N5AOW, good evening, Mark.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Aka? This is KB2KOJ for Aka.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in for EchoLink tonight. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Okay, I have Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin, and the other station calling into Octane. Come again, please. There was another station trying to check in as well. Someone else trying to check in? Final call for Octane before I get out and check the southern tier. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ.
Question for you, Matt, WATU.
Go ahead, WATU.
Did I miss something? Did you call us in that?
No, I was getting ready to key up to double check for any more comments or queries or late check-ins, and couldn't key up because there was a ker-chunking on the repeater.
Just what I thought. Okay. Sorry for the discourteous, the direct in that. Okay, thanks, Matt. WATU clear, shutting the radio off.
That's okay. You get used to it after a while. Okay. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 21:48 local time and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. They had KD2FPM, Kevin James, and 2PFM, George. WA2U, John. KD2DFP, Pete. KC2WIP. And N5AOW, Bob. And thank you, Bob, for taking the net tomorrow night. And I want to say 7-3 to all. Hope everyone stays well. And, well, I don't have to worry about dry now. It's not supposed to rain tomorrow. And I will catch everyone later on. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
JUV Blackton, Nida County Traffic Emergency Net, our zoning station to check in and see them. This is Blackton, Nida County Traffic Emergency Net, our zoning station. We'd like to check in tonight. Final call for Act 10, you know, Attic County Traffic Emergency Net. If there's any stations out there who'd like to check in, please come now. W2JUV is clear.